Little Tammy was always, she was always an inquisitive little girl, so it didn't surprise her mom when one day she came up to her and said, "Mom, where did I come from? I mean, how did I get here?" And of course, Mom put in her mommy mode brain right away, right? So she said, "Well, honey, God made you out of love. And because your mommy and your daddy love each other, God helped them make you." And she said, "Hmm." Then she went out back. Dad was working in the backyard. She went, "Daddy, where did I come from? I mean, how did I get here?" And immediately, Dad put his head down. "Well, honey, a long time ago, we were all apes and monkeys. And eventually, over the years, those apes and monkeys turned into human beings. That's where you came from." And the little Tammy said, "Hmm." She went back into her mom. And she said, "Mommy, you said God made me out of love. Daddy said I came from a bunch of apes. How can that be?" And Mom said, without missing a beat, "Oh, honey, I was talking about my side of the family. He was talking about his." It's good for us to remember where we came from, isn't it? On this Feast of Pentecost, it is good for us to remember where we came from, how we came to be. We are a faith community that has a privilege of bearing the name of Christ, a church that was born by the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was at that first Pentecost when Jews from every nation under the heavens were gathered together in Jerusalem. And the astonishment of that day was not that they all of a sudden started speaking the same language or they had this common tongue. The astonishment and the wonder of that day was for the very first time, every one of them, no matter where they came from, heard the voice of the Holy Spirit who said, "You are mine. I love you." The gift was not that everyone heard the same language, but rather that in their language they heard the Holy Spirit, how the mighty works of God were at work within their lives. Many years later, Paul spoke that same truth when he said that we're all many parts, but the same body. There's different gifts, different forms of service, different workings of the Spirit, but it's the same God who produces all of them. The church was created out of the many gifts bonded together by the love of Jesus Christ. This was the Spirit of which Jesus spoke when he breathed on his disciples and he sent them forth. How is it that we forget that so easily? How is it that we forget that simple truth, that we think unity can only be created out of uniformity? That if only we wear the same color, live on the same side of the border, speak the same language, live the same story, that we'll be at our best. When from the beginning, God told us just the opposite. How is it that we come to fear those who are different than us? Hate those who stretch our boundaries? Why is it that as a church and as a people of God, sometimes we work so hard to find all the things that divide us we work so little to see those things that gather us together? To remember Pentecost is to remember where we came from. We remember that each person came to be by the will and the love and the design of God. By the hand of God, we are created so differently. So many different shapes and sizes and hopes and loves, formed in different cultures with different traditions, with different dreams and interests and gifts. Can we not trust that the same hand of God who created this myriad of wonder will not, by the Holy Spirit, make us one body? Not pureed together in some cosmic blunder. Not separating us in some overgrown centrifuge. But the church in which you and I are about to profess our faith again was brought about by the Holy Spirit so that our individual beauty and magnificence and wonder and gifts and awe might never be lost, but that together they would become a living manifestation of God's glory on this earth. That's how it started.